Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The season for harvesting conch, sea cucumbers and some other sea creatures is now closed. We tell you why in today's program. I'm Committee Guthrie. Good morning.
The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing Road Safety Tour, Walk, Ride and Drive for Life, continues. This Saturday, the tour makes its way to Beckford Plaza, South Lamar at 11 a.m. Then on to Hilo Value Master Negril at 1:30 p.m. Then to Sam Shop Square, Montego Bay at 5 p.m. Come be entertained by our road safety ambassadors, G-Wiz, Voicemail and The Apostle. Hear from the Island Traffic Authority and the police and get a chance to win baskets from National Baking Company and Wata. That's the MTWH Road Safety Tour, South Lamar, Negril, Montego Bay. See you this Saturday.
The annual closed season for conch is now in effect. The closed season runs from September 1 to February 28 next year. Chief Executive Officer of the Fisheries Division in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Andre Kong, tells us what the other closed seasons are.
In addition to that, we have three other closed seasons in effect. Closed season for sea urchins, or sea eggs as most Jamaicans call them. A closed season for sharks. Both of these closed seasons end at the end of December 2013. And the closed season for sea cucumbers are in effect now and will end on the last day of September 2014.
During this period, the fishing of these species is strictly prohibited by law. Persons found in breach will be penalized.
Well, under the current Fishing Industry Act, their fishing gear can be confiscated, their license can be suspended or cancelled. More than likely, it will be cancelled. There's another small fine, yes, it's only $500 under the current act. And of course, we can refuse to renew licenses of people that are caught in contravention of the road season for these species.
Under the Fishing Industry Conservation of Conch Regulations 2000, every person, including those in charge of commercial cold storage facilities, hotels and eating establishments, must declare to the licensing authority the level of processing and the quantity of conch meat in their possession. As at September 22, no person shall sell, process or import conch meat during the closed season. We promise we'd tell you why it's necessary to implement closed seasons. Mr. Kong explains first the reason for the closed season for sea urchins, sea cucumbers and sharks.
One of the major reasons why we wanted to put in place closed seasons is to draw national attention to stop any type of illegal activity that is occurring right now, because some people are fishing sea cucumbers, so we want to stop that activity. Let the entire Jamaica know that there's a problem with these resources and we're going to put something in place to properly manage them.
As it relates to conch, closed seasons serve as periods for recreation and procreation.
In some instances, like for the lobsters and the conch, we use closed seasons to give the animal time to breed, to spawn and produce young ones, and to give the animal a break, so to speak, from harvesting pressure from people fishing them.
Chief Executive Officer of the Fisheries Division in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Andre Kong. A special legal regime will be put in place to protect the species once their respective closed season ends. This special legal regime will, among other things, prohibit the fishing of sea cucumbers, sea urchins, and sharks unless a special license is issued by the licensing authority under the Fishing Industry Act. The Fisheries Division is imploring all fishers and the public at large to cooperate with this and all other relevant laws that are designed to safeguard the livelihood of our fishers and the numerous communities around the coast of Jamaica that depend on fishing as their main economic activity. For more information or for any clarifications, contact the Fisheries Division at 923-881123 or email fisheries@moa.gov.jm. The proverb for this morning is Mosquito go a village for syrup, but him not always get wem gofa. Translation: a mosquito goes to the village for syrup, but it doesn't always get what it goes for. This means that sometimes you won't get what you want and you'll have to settle for less. Settling is not always bad. That's where we end this morning's program. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.